This virus has killed up to 3 out of 4 people it infects and is back in the headlines in our region. Let's take a closer look. India has confirmed 2 new Nipah virus cases in West Bengal since December. Both patients were healthcare workers. Nearly 200 close contacts have been traced and tested negative so far. But the outbreak has already triggered action beyond India. Thailand has begun screening passengers arriving from West Bengal at major airports. Cambodia and Nepal have also started checking travelers from India. And Jakarta has stepped up supervision of international arrivals. So what exactly is Nipah? It's a virus that spreads from animals to humans, mainly through fruit bats or pigs. It can also spread between people through close contact or contaminated food. The first known human cases of the Nipah virus were identified in 1998 in Malaysia and Singapore. The virus initially struck pig farms in Malaysia, where about 180 people were infected. What are the symptoms? Symptoms usually appear within 2 weeks. Early signs can look like the flu, fever, headache, muscle pain, vomiting, or sore throat. But in severe cases, Nipah attacks the lungs or the brain. That can lead to pneumonia or brain inflammation, known as encephalitis. That's when it becomes deadly. There's no approved vaccine or drug to treat Nipah, and it's not as transmissible as COVID-19, according to a health expert. For now, there are no confirmed cases outside India. But with travel links across Asia, countries are acting early, because with Nipah, prevention is the only real defense.